This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Coming to you live tonight from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am 57 years old and a day. Joining me tonight, because it's Tuesday night, is, and I think this is really the only free hour he has during the week, because he writes at ClashDaily.com, at AmmoLand.com, at SlowFactsWordPressBlog.com. He also has his own podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories Podcast, and he's part of the ensemble cast of the Polite Society Podcast, and until recently he used to find oil or gas or oil and gas or something. He gave that up.
I used to help punch holes in the ground.
Punch holes in the ground. But joining us again is Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. It's, you know, you're just a youngster, I realized. 57 in a day.
Well, it's all relative. It's all relative, isn't it?
It is.
Although, I will tell you this. My misgivings, because I've been having misgivings. You know, we got NRA coming up, which is going to be just a bushel of walking, and then a month later, you and I are going to be in a range going lateral, forward, back, on our backs, yes, on our sides. I've been very concerned about how I'm going to look, and today I went back to the gym, and I think I'm going to be fine.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You're going to wear knee pads because I think James Yeager is going to have us, you know, at least take one knee, if not, what do they call it, urban prone or rice paddy prone, which is from a squat.
I'll have knee pads. I haven't figured out. He requires them, and also he wouldn't require them if he didn't, intend for us to impact at least once or twice.
And right.
My Achilles heel, rather, is the knees.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, right. Bounce my kneecaps off the ground a couple times, and I'm going to get slower a lot.
Oh, yeah.
God, Bill, there's so much news, and as I was trying to do some show prep, I thought I should move to Monday because then I can catch up with you and know everything you've talked about and know that we're on the same page, because I'm not sure what you talked about in the second and third hours yesterday. So,
See, I took the day off because yesterday was my birthday.
Thank you. Yay.
It's a brand new day.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, well, do you have Dean Weingarten scheduled to talk about his article that's coming up?
Dean is in Australia.
In that case, even better. That's why we get to talk about it then.
Yeah.
Dean has a meteorology background, which means the guy respects numbers and the subtleties of numbers. So when he finds a data set, he goes and digs into it. And he goes, oh, looky here. Yeah. Michigan keeps pretty good stats on concealed carry holders, like going back 14 years. And he looks, all right, what's the definition of homicide? Well, could be first degree, second degree, certain types of manslaughter, perhaps. And then he starts digging through the data. And he goes, everybody says that the United States should be like Japan, right? You're just so violent. We should get rid of guns so that you'd look like Japan. And he goes, except I found Japan right here in the United States. Right here. It's the concealed carriers in Michigan are as law-abiding, as nonviolent as we think of the Japanese. Now, put that in perspective. By the way, when someone says they committed a homicide and they were a concealed carrier, it could be negligent manslaughter with a vehicle, right? It doesn't necessarily mean that the firearm was involved at all.
Right.
but it does describe a mindset. There, and the numbers are so small, you start to go, are they statistic? Turns out we're within one. The number, it's like Japan is 0.42 homicides per 100,000 per year. These concealed carriers in Michigan are 0.43. Now, the numbers are vanishingly small. In 14 years, there were 17 homicides. And at that point, you have to start asking the question, did they just get bad legal advice? Were these, you know, how you'd have to really study each case because it would make a huge difference. There were years where there were none. But it does describe that America is many cultures, unlike Japan, which is inordinately homogeneous. Gun control or gun owners are for a bunch of Boy Scouts, and yet we're vilified as if we're the corner drug thug.
Right.
Yeah. So in order to make us look like the Japanese, what we should all do is go out and get our concealed carry permits. Is that what you're advocating, Mr. Gun Control spokesman? I don't think so.
Every time in South Carolina, we had a little going around, like a little circus of the gun grabbers from the coast, because that's where they all come from.
Right.
After the AME Emanuel Church, and they wanted a 28-day waiting period and all this other stuff. But in South Carolina, if you have a concealed carry permit, you don't have to have a background check.
Yes.
So while they were making their rounds, I was out there saying, well, you know, this is actually just a under the table request for them to get a promotional message to get a concealed carry permit. Yeah. So let's have no background checks. Everybody has guns, but anyway.
I like that part. Well, it describes the schizophrenic, the uninformed nature of the discussion that we're having about guns in American culture. They're saying we need to be more like Japan. I say we are. We are. Gun owners are like Japan. Maybe the imported drug thugs in Chicago aren't. Maybe the drug thugs in Baltimore and St. Louis and Compton and Richmond aren't. Oh, oops. That's not quite the discussion they had planned.
No. Of course not. And it's never quite the discussion. I saw that article by Dean, and I've been trying to get him for days, for weeks, since SHOT Show. I've been trying to get him, and apparently he went to Australia to do whatever he went to go do. And I don't know if he's back yet or not. I didn't. I saw that today, and I figured, well, I thought we might talk about that. But yeah, I find that quite interesting. So that's the one they want us to emulate. Even though they have more suicides in Japan than we do, don't they?
They do. Now, most of them do not use a firearm. I mean, suicide appears to be a disease of old white men.
Right.
And they use the tools at hand. So in China, it's young women. And they, too, use the tools at hand. For many of them who are rural, they use insecticide, which... there are no attempts. It's brutally lethal. Here, an old guy uses a gun. Occasionally, they use a car, alcohol, or pills. But, yeah, we have our own problems in that regard, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, everybody does. I mean, it's because we're all human beings.
Yes.
The human condition is a very frail one. And those of us that just live to an old age and just expire one day, we're becoming a rarity. So anyway.
We got it. When we come back, I want to talk about the kids.
Sure.
Because we've been told that there's a new youth movement to go get registered to vote. Except, did you see they didn't do it?
I didn't know that. All I know is I had seen that they were trying to push this part, and that was that's cool. We'll be right back. My guest this evening is Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, a design for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. My guest is this hour is Rob Morrison. Rob, I don't know if Bill Chachkis listens to this or not, but I want to wish him a speedy recovery. He recently has been in bad health,
right,
and now they've cut him loose, and he's back home. And
right.
And he told me he went in with two legs and came out with one and a half, and he seems to be pleased with the results. So
he's diabetic. He has kidney issues. They said you've got terrible circulation in your feet. It looks like we're going to have to take one. And he's just getting out of the hospital now. So, and he got out a few weeks ago. He's been in rehab. That's so tough. Wow.
Yeah, I wish him a speedy recovery. He has a podcast on the self-defense gun. What is the name of the network again? I can't remember.
Self-Defense Radio Network.
Self-Defense Radio Network. And
wish him firearms a speedy chat.
I wish him a speedy recovery. So, anyway.
Good. Wait a minute. Did I hear the ad for Boyd's Gun Stocks or at the beginning of the hour?
No. Oh. Well, maybe you did. I'm just not running it. I try not to run it when I have a guest on, so you don't have to wait.
God, do I feel. Wow.
Yeah.
Next thing, they'll pop fresh.
Next off. Hour. It'll be the final hour. I'll have Boyd's on in the final hour. Okay. Got a big experiment coming up with them because now I've got two stocks to put on the Scout Rifle.
Yes.
And Scout Rifle purists are going to hate me, but I love them so. So anyway, now I've got a problem because I got one rifle, two stocks.
Well, you'll go back. You'll either go back and forth or have to pick up another
I know.
Barrel in action. And
yeah.
It's only money, partner.
Yeah, that's what they tell me. Yeah.
Speaking of youthful exuberance, after remember this children's crusade, which always makes me think of really we're sending our 17-year-olds to the Middle East, trying to avoid that actually, including Syria. We've heard this big brew and cry that kids are going to take over the country because they're all going to go register to vote. Well, somebody went and looked at the voter registration rolls in Tallahassee. That should be ground zero for this movement.
Right.
And the 18 to 25-year-old group is shrinking. And it has been, and it continues to shrink. I mean, come on, where's the surge? It's not there. This is a PR stunt. A few people showed up to protest. There was a lot of public relations fanfare, but in the last year, the numbers of registered voters in that age group fell by almost 5,000. So that voter increase that is in fact a decrease, those words don't mean what you think they mean. Wow.
Well, I saw something where they were talking about giving kids as young as 16 the vote.
Right.
Which it's a very interesting little dynamic they got going on. Because on one hand, they'll tell us between 18 and 21, they're not possibly mature enough to own a gun.
Right.
Not any kind of gun.
Right.
Not a long gun, not a handgun. Now, and nobody seems to be saying, and you know what, we shouldn't let them serve until they get to be 21. And nobody's out there saying, and we shouldn't let them vote until they get to be 21. But they can vote or drive or drink. Well, maybe it is 21 now. It was 18 when I was a kid, and you know how that went back in the 70s. How that really went, anyway. But
isn't it fascinating? We say you can drive a several thousand pound vehicle responsible for killing thousands more than deliberate homicides ever do in a year.
Right.
In inclement weather with your friends at young age, we know the results. But you're really useful as a voting block because you're young, idealistic. I'm going to be blunt. Your brains aren't fully formed. Everything's simple because some of the complexities of the world you can't quite manage yet. And you haven't been slapped in the face enough times with reality to go, whoa, this world is more complex than I thought.
Right.
You're the perfect socialist voter. And what was the quote? If you're not a socialist when you're a kid, you have no heart. And if you're not a conservative libertarian when you're older, you have no brain.
The best description I've ever heard was the first guy that ever sponsored any show I ever did.
Yep.
Told me that when he was a kid, he was a leftist. And as soon as he owned something and as soon as he bought his own business, he became a conservative.
Yes. So what you're telling me is a conservative is a liberal who started paying taxes when he finally had something in his pocket.
Well, I would guess a conservative used to be a leftist who, when it became his money instead of somebody else's money.
Yes, there we go.
We really began to notice the nickels and the dimes as they went away. So,
to go back to this finding here, it looks like, Bill, I don't know what to call it. The Kardashian effect, the people who are famous for being famous.
Yeah.
We've got these kids who are a theoretical political force, but nothing in practice. They're not registered to vote. Given this huge voter drive, Phil Murphy, the governor of New Jersey, said, look, if you get any state document, any ID, I'm going to consider that automatic voter registration. I don't care if you're a legal citizen or not. And now he's basically daring the feds to say, look, we're not going to count the votes from New Jersey and California because you guys aren't restricting the voter rolls to citizens.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that, and I think that's probably going to come later on down the road. I'm waiting to see what, 2018 won't matter because it's not going to be a national election, but I bet you by 2020 they'll be looking at that really hard, especially with all of this stuff going on the border. But, you know, the kids, right now the kids, I look at the kids the same way. I love the movies of Sylvester Stallone.
What?
I love Sylvester Stallone's flicks because they're just mindless violence and sometimes.
Oh.
But Sylvester Stallone talks about gun control all the time, but he has one of those very hard to get L.A. County concealed carry permits.
Concealed carry. And he's not a politician or ex-LEO. So, yeah.
So he's out there preaching one thing and he's practicing another thing. And these kids are surrounded by guns. Everywhere they go, they're surrounded by guns. So they're doing the same thing. So I look at them the way I did with Stallone. Okay, you guys are the flavor of the month. I've seen you. I've seen so many of you. You can't even begin to imagine how many you guys I've seen. And I'll see somebody after you. So, you know, except for us talking about them, I think they're not getting too much press right now.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Well, but now we have to go back and clean up their mess. After the break, I want to talk about an article that John Lott put out, but it'll have to wait.
Well, that's right. We'll wait about 5 minutes. Give it 5 minutes.
All right.
Us 5 minutes. We'll talk about John Lott's article when we get back. My guest is Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Roman Legions, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Like that bump. Sorry. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Yeah, I just like that bump. Sorry. You know, the old Steely Dan. So, anyway.
Yeah, to celebrate your 57th birthday, you
sure.
Play Steely Dan.
Why not? Well, no, I mean, it'll play. It was playing before it. It'll play after it until I change it. So, it's not to celebrate my 57th birthday. My 57th birthday. And I know, like in Minnesota, where Genesis Communications is, they got hit with 20 inches of snow. Here it was supposed to be sunny and nice. And I got out there, and it was sunny and in the 50s with like a 25-mile-per-hour wind. So I'm sitting outside of a Starbucks enjoying my birthday while my teeth are chattering. So I don't want to sound too pathetic, but that's the way my day went. I was trying to shoot a time lapse. It just wouldn't work. Nothing would work. Nothing worked. So.
Try it. As old men like us know.
Yeah.
Doesn't always work the first time. Come back again.
Yeah.
Speaking of, please try again. It writes itself. This school district in Pennsylvania where they handed out what looked like what are those bats that they give kids on that day at a major league game?
The mini bats.
The mini bats, and you're all. I think this was the same district that also. No, it was a different district that handed out the bucket of rocks.
The river rock.
I'm just. Good God, make it stop, Bill. And what's sad? What's really sad is if. Look, teachers should know how to learn. School administrators should know how to learn. We've asked this question, what would stop a potential mass murderer in school? And bats and rocks didn't make it anywhere on the list.
Never, ever, nope. Never, ever do they make it, no.
Oh, my gosh. Well, and what was so crazy is, I'll bet you, because I've been at some of these meetings. Do you ever go to like a school board meeting that's in the town hall or a city council meeting?
I don't have to anymore because, well, not a city council. Most of the time for the city council meetings, I'm sitting right here. So I have missed a few of them, but like school board meetings, I don't have to go anymore because I don't have any kids in school right now. But that's about to cycle back with grandkids.
Well, but I would go, and there's typically a retired cop sitting in the back of the room. You know, rent a security. Well, and the guy's an on-duty officer for the city council meeting.
Sure.
You know, separate from a court bailiff. He's just back there making sure that people behave. And I'm going, anybody notice that we want him there so people behave, and yet we're pretending that in school we should give all of us rocks? Is this great? What leap? Okay, so John Lott went through and did the painful obvious. He said, no, rocks won't do it. Come on. We've doubled down on dumb. No, background checks don't work. Assault weapons ban don't work. We know what works. Ask the SWAT cops whose job it is to get there, and they say, until you invent the transporter machine like Star Trek, we're going to get there too late. The solution has to be in the school when it goes down, because you don't want to wait 5 minutes for the cops to get there. You don't want to wait 35 minutes for SWAT to get there and gear up, and it's way too late. It's like a heart attack. You have to treat it right now.
Yeah.
And then Democrat Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf says, if you pass legislation to arm school staff, I'll veto it. But mini bats and rocks are going to cut it? I'm just, why? Explain it to me, Bill. What? I hear a P.T. Barnum moment. They really are that dumb.
Yes, they are really that dumb. Here's the thing, and I mean, nobody ever talks about this, but I mean, it's basically the same thing. When I spent the majority of my military time in Europe during the Cold War.
Right.
Now, you know, we have the capability of projecting force really well anywhere we want to project it.
Right.
However, combat is actually won on the ground. So since World War II, we've had people pre-positioned in Europe. Because it is easier to react to an aggression if you're already there than it is to try to react to it and get there later.
Right, the 45-day lag time?
Yeah. Yes. So it's basically the same thing. You know, they would have called us from Europe and said, hello there, we're being attacked again by the Ruskies. Could you bring it to us and we'll have the tea ready? And by the time we got there, they would have been speaking Russia wherever we went, you know, Russian wherever we went. So we were pre-positioned and ready to go. Same thing holds true in a school. They're going to call the cops. They're going to call the cavalry to come in. However, the settlers better have some guns when the Indians come calling, because they got to be able to hold till the cavalry gets there.
Yes. Yeah, and I guess they didn't watch enough cowboy and Indian movies, or they only watched them and never got more sophisticated in their thinking since.
This is just a mental illness. The left thinking that it's the same thing as they took an impala. If we grabbed an impala on the fields as the lions watch and we hold him down and I hold him while you take a chainsaw to his rack and take his horns off and say, now flee, impala, run in the plains. You are now that you're defenseless, you can take care of yourself. Smoking hot idea.
Well, what's
the lions will like it.
The lions will just love it.
Oh, yeah.
What's interesting, though, is we know how those armed impalas behave in school.
Yeah.
Because we've had 18 states where teachers and staff carry. John did a clever here. He went and checked the state that, you know, there are states that sort of never, like Vermont, some states forgot to make it illegal to carry, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Utah was like that in schools.
Sure.
And
California was like that in schools with concealed carry permit holders till recently.
Until they went and fixed it.
Yeah, the unbroken thing.
I'm trying to be polite. But some of the administrators in Utah go, you know, I think they're probably 5% of my teachers are carrying and 10 to 12% of the support staff. You know, what, janitors, librarians, secretaries, lunch staff, bus drivers. Wow.
Why haven't we ever, you know, Salt Lake City is a fairly well-built-up area. Yes, it's the Mormon capital of the world, but, I mean, they have drug issues and everything there. Why haven't we heard about a school? Yeah, they do. Why haven't we heard about a school shooting there? Or anywhere in Utah, for that matter?
You know what? I should pull a Dean Weingarten and see, look at the attempted school shootings. I suspect, knowing that there are two armed teachers on this hallway, means I'd better go shoot them. If I want to make a name for myself as a thug,
yeah,
you know, I'm a lost soul and I want everybody to know my name from my last minutes on the planet. Getting chopped to pieces at school would probably not be the reputation I wanted to have posthumously.
I think the news that way.
Yeah. They figured out it won't work. But yeah. The comments are priceless on John's article. We'll have to talk about it after the break.
We will do that. To find Rob Morris, you can find him on iTunes because he's there, Self-Defense Gun Stories and Polite Society Podcast. To find him online, to find his writings, go to Slow Facts WordPress blog. He's a featured writer at ClashDaily.com and at Amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I like that bump too, but I'm not going to play it. Let it play as long. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour is Rob Morse. We're getting ready to talk about John Lott, or I guess some comments to John Lott's article. What did you see? I don't even know which article we're talking about. So,
What can Pennsylvania do to stop the next mass shooting in schools? So, John is a very level-headed guy, not prone to high, screaming and emotion.
Right.
And when you read the comments, it's like, did you not read the article? Okay. Clearly, some of the people who commented didn't read the article and haven't thought about it. They're like, guns don't, it's the bumper sticker logic. Well, guns don't belong in school. Well, so you're going to call a crossing guard if somebody shoots your children?
Sure.
You're going to use harsh language. You don't want the police involved because men with guns will come if you call. So why do we care what uniform they're waiting? Is there a magic 20-minute cooling off period you want us to wait while our kids are killed? The comments were just stunningly stupid, which says, you and I aren't done, Bill. You and I thought we've said it all over and over again. We've thought we've made this argument until we're blue. Some people aren't getting the message. We have to stay at it.
So what were they, when the question was asked, who are you going to call? Is it their belief that, like, teachers and school staff, I mean, who's carrying guns out there? I mean, are they all like nuclear physicists that are carrying guns out there? I'm not one. I carry guns. So I know there's one that isn't. You're closer to that than me, but you carry a gun. But I mean, and John's a doctor, so I mean, he carries a gun. But I mean, isn't the majority of gun carriers out there just regular old people?
God bless us. You know who carries our gun? A gun? Our neighbors.
Yeah.
They're the person next door. We are as diverse and as ordinary as dirt. Oddly enough, we tend to be a little more honest and thoughtful than average. But you can't claim that we're special or smarter or we don't run faster and jump higher. We're just dirt average.
Right.
And John is just banging his head against this going, fellas, come on, pay attention. Here are the facts. We need this, and all the bumper sticker logic comes out. Guns don't belong in school. My teacher shouldn't be armed. Well, a bad person shouldn't come to school and try and kill all the kids and staff. So what are you going to do when they do? Well, it shouldn't happen. Hello, dear. Lots of stuff happens. that was an edited moment right there. Aren't you proud of me? When that shouldn't happen. Evil exists. And it, you know, that's sort of the get over the 17-year-old fallacy that, you know, evil's bad. We just need to get rid of it. Go. Yes, we need to stop it. I don't think we'll ever get rid of it.
Regulate evil. Let's regulate evil. There you go.
Right.
I got a great idea. Let's outlaw evil. Yes.
Didn't you figure that out? Okay, so how long did it take for you to figure that out as a 19-year-old guy in a foxhole in Europe?
I was never nine. I joined the military when I was 23. I was an old man when I joined.
You were?
Yeah, compared to there were a bunch of 18 and 19-year-olds in my basic training. But, you know, it wasn't the reason the police exist is because everybody's already figured out that there is evil in the world, and you're going to have people that are willing to go fight evil on hand, a phone call away. And that's good to know, but at the same time, you know, it's also better to augment that by having people that are ready to fight evil on sight.
Right. I forgot his last name. Begins with an L. He called it the CPR corollary. If we're at a restaurant and the guy falls down and turns blue, we're going to try the Heimlich maneuver. We're going to jump on his chest. We're not going to run up and go, excuse me, are you certified to do CPR? Could I see your card before? No, just jump on. Do it. React first. We'll worry about form, style, and who last receives certification later. If a doctor or ER nurse comes up and says, can I help? The answer is, oh, my, yes. But the concern, it strikes me as European. Everything must be regulated and certified and licensed. Are you licensed to save a life? Do I need to be?
Well, I mean, you know, the one thing that a lot of these people don't get, because they've never faced anything, they've never been close to it, they've never come anywhere near it, is that when that moment does come, it's not going to be convenient. It's going to be completely by surprise. It's going to be really quick,
right?
And it's going, they're going, the shock is going to be at how fast and how violent it is.
Yes.
And standing there with your mouth gaping open just means you are a stationary target with that looks sort of silly prior to the engagement, which is going to be very one-sided, and you're going to end up on your back and dead, bleeding out. So, yes.
Do you think your martial arts training helped you in that, in the sense that you understand that a physical attack is nowhere to be seen, and 2 seconds later, it's in your face?
Well, I mean, with the hand-to-hand combat phase of it, when you're training, when you're free sparring and everything else, you get to a point to where if you're really beginning to get into what's going on, you start to just do things without thinking, oh, sidekick, oh, round kick. It just happens.
Right.
It becomes a second nature to you. And developing that takes a little bit of time, takes a little bit of practice. Gunfighting, just like hand-to-hand fighting or any of this stuff, is a very perishable skill.
Right.
I mean, these people that get into peak physical condition for these movie roles, as soon as it's over with and they quit, they lose most of what they had. They look completely different in 3 weeks. Yeah. So, I mean, this kind of thing is, it becomes a lifetime thing. And I mean, one of the reasons that we're going to this class in June is to try to sharpen our skills a little bit. And then that'll give us something else to work on when we're training. You'll be in Lake Charles, I'll be in the upstate of South Carolina when we're training, and then maybe we'll reconvene at some other class, and, you know,
right,
we'll see what's going on. But it's the unfortunate part of it is you got to do it. You got to go out there and train to do it. And if you got people that are willing to do that, those are the ones you want out front.
One of my firearms instructors is also a martial arts instructor. He's a black belt in Aikido. He competes, but he teaches classes on a regular basis. So he has that mindset. You've spent time in a dojo. I haven't. I mean, it's been 40 years since I did. But I think that's essential. The oh, wow, this is it. Oh, I know what to do. Hi, someone's attacking me. I don't think, I react. The time to think has passed.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, you got to have a sense of instinct. Like most martial arts are really not that, a fighting martial art is really not that. It's not like watching Jackie Chan. You're very likely to, you know, maybe stick your middle of your head in the middle of somebody's face, or maybe bite him on the face or whatever. If your arms are pinned and you're facing him, he's trying to do the old suplex to you or whatever. If you start biting him on the face, he's going to let you go. And if you're willing to do that, that's, we refer to that in martial arts as capacity.
Right.
If you have that capacity, just go ahead and do that. You're very dangerous.
And it seems your listeners are an exception, Bill. My listeners are an exception as well.
Sure. Yeah.
When I look at the public, for you to say that good men have the capacity to, and women have the capacity to be violent, and that's a virtue, that they have it and keep it under control.
Sure.
A bunch of little ladies, you know, flutter their skirts and go, oh my, there's violence in the world. They go, yeah, these are the guys that keep you safe at night. To keep you safe walking across the shopping mall parking lot.
It's a very high degree of discipline to be able to master that thing where you can say, I can flip a switch and be hyperviolent, flip it back off and go back to thinking, well, I was putting sugar in my coffee when I last looked at this. And
right.
That's the difference. We're running out of time here. We are running out of time. We're going to do this again on Monday then?
Oh, whenever you want, Bill. Yeah,
let's do it again on Monday. We'll kick the week off with Rob Morse. I want to thank you for joining me. We did it this week anyway.
My pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I begged my pops for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.